expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things, great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things, great things in my life. You do great things in my home. All in my home, you do great things. All around, you keep on doing great things. Oh, our eyes have not seen, but we choose to believe in great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. Yes, we're expecting great things. Oh, expecting great things. We're expecting great things. Yes, we are. We are expecting great things. Oh, we're expecting great things. Yes, we're expecting great things. We're expecting great things. Hallelujah. Because in our lives, oh, yes, you are. You're doing great things. Hallelujah. And in our home, in each one of our homes, you're doing great things. And as we pray for the world all around, we see you do day after day, great things. Yes, you are, Father. Oh, eyes have not seen, but we choose to believe in great things. Oh, because he has done great things for me. Great things. He has done great things for me. Oh, he has done great things for me. And to him, he's done great things. Oh, he has done great things for us. Oh, that's why we're gonna be a witness for him everywhere we go. Witness. We're gonna be a witness for him. Oh, why? Because he has done great things for us. Yes, he has great things and miraculous things. He has done great things for us. Oh, and to God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done, because with his blood we've been redeemed. Hallelujah. He has saved us with his power. He has raised us to God. God be the glory for the things, oh, the little things, for the things. And we see you do great big things for the things. Hallelujah. When you heal sick bodies, hallelujah, for the things. When you open doors that nobody else could open, for the things, hallelujah. When you delivered and you lose the broken, for the things, hallelujah. Everything you've done for us, hallelujah. For the things you have done, oh, just let us live our lives. We want it to be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if TMC gave any praise, we wanted to go to Calvary. Oh, 'cause with his blood he has saved us, and with his power he has raised us to God be the glory for the things. Hallelujah. I know you can name anything. For the things, hallelujah, just think of the what he's done for you. Yes, for the things he has done. Glory, 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 glory. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, for the things you've done. Hallelujah. 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 There have been times we didn't think you'd come through, but you came through. Hallelujah. That's why we pray to you. Hallelujah. That's why we get up early in the morning seeking your face. Oh, God, because only you can do the great things in our lives. We give you glory and praise. Somebody give him a crazy praise in here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The King.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes. Bless the name of Jesus. And we worship and adore you, God. And we worship and adore you, God. And we worship and adore you, God. For you alone are worthy of this kind of praise. Only you, God. Only you. And we bow down before you now. Have your way in this place, we pray. Your anointing sweep through every house that's listening right now. Do your thing as only you can, God. We welcome you in a mighty way. Oh, God, we love you. We love you. We love you. And we want you to be glorified up in here. Get the glory, God, as only you can. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, we pray. Thank you, Holy God. Good morning. Good morning, my TMC family and friends. We do welcome you this morning. I am the voice of Dr. Pecola Roberts, located right here in Woodbridge, Virginia. And I tell you one thing for sure, I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes. Happy 12th anniversary to the TMC family as we come this morning to glorify God Almighty. Who would know that this day, 12 years ago on this day, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and I said yes to opening this prayer call in response to a need to undergird and support a company called Artist Life, a health and wellness company, which was owned by and now celebrates 33 years under the leadership of the Diaz de Leon family, who come from Mexico. We want you all to know that as we reminisce on where God has brought us from, we recognize that only God could have done this. If I sound happy and excited this morning, is it because I am? If I sound like I'm blessed, it's only because I am. Only God could have saved the Rocky Company, who everybody else said was going down. But today, look at her. Artist International is flapping her wings and still helping people to live healthy, wholesome lives. Oh, who would have thought that God could have taken very different personalities, a left brain Vanessa and a right brain Pecola, put them together and rock this call Monday through Friday, through holidays and holy days, and never miss a day. No, not one day, in spite of technical differences, in spite of the fact we didn't have to go out in the weather, thank you, Jesus. We have not missed one day. Took those two and multiplied them into 20 plus as we've come here with prayer warriors and growing strong under the anointing of God. Who? Only God could have done this. And so therefore, I want you to do me a favor right now, because I'm not going to take any more time. Oh, no, that is necessary. I want you, everybody, so that I don't have to say all of that, what we normally say. Let me just go on and tell you. I want you to go to the masterscall.net. Masterscall.net. TheMasterscall.net, and there, guess what you're going to find? You're going to find the scripture that we had to build this on a scripture. You're going to see our mission statement, and you're going to see our annual theme that God gives to Dr. Vanessa each and every year. I am ready to move out of the way and bring our speaker up for today. After I thank, of course, my son, Darrell Mickens, for opening us up and greeting us this morning, and Minister Sharon Stowers, we are expecting great things. You know, that's one of my special, special songs. I absolutely love it. God has done great things for us here at TMC. Listen, the theme for our 12-year anniversary, thanking God for our own minister, Keisha Lee. Our theme is Perfect God, Perfect Time, Perfect Plan, coming from Psalms 138:8. Perfect God, yes, he is. Perfect time, perfect plan, and he kicked us off yesterday with our world-renowned Les Brown. And today, our speaker, oh my God, she means so much to me. We were connected at the Hearts years ago, and I thank God for this powerful woman of God. Little did we know that the TMC family would be on a 21-day fast, 16 days of it right now, and this woman knows about prayer and fasting. Little did we know that God would have us come together on yesterday and just talk just a little bit, oh God, and the miracles that the Lord is bringing into her life is absolutely astronomical. You all, first of all, she's a Jesus lover, wife of 27 years, married to Mr. Greg, a tall, handsome Scott, 6 beautiful daughters, Lord have mercy, and 1 beautiful granddaughter. She's a first generation of multimillionaire, yes, author of 3 books, 2 of which were bestsellers, kingdom business mogul who leads with lots of love, heart, and action. And I'm moving out of the way, bringing to the front of the line so that she can give us what God has for her. The Honorable Dr. Lanika Scott, the millionaire mom, come to the front of the line and give us what God has given you. I love you, God. Bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. The grace, the call. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it has been 12 years. I remember being here years ago while you and Pastor Vanessa allowed me to share. So I honor God this morning, the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit. I honor you, Pastor Vanessa, and I honor you, Pastor Pacola, because when I would hear that it's been 12 years, it is not an easy work, but it is a necessary work, and it is so necessary for us to see people who are in the kingdom but also know how to build a business, but they would keep Jesus in the midst of that. And so I'm going to go ahead and pray before I get started with the message this morning. I also want to honor all of the clergy, the other ministers that are present here on the line this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We appreciate you. We welcome your presence here on this line. We know that there is no distance in the realm of the Spirit. So we thank you right now for our shield. We thank you for faith. I thank you even as I feel your Spirit even moving right now, that you would begin to do such a work in this time frame in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, that you begin to touch the hearts of your people. I thank you right now for touching the minds of your people. I thank you right now for just even bringing your cleansing power on us and releasing your glory today. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And so even as I thought and reflected about the perfect God, perfect time, perfect plan, according to Psalms 138:8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth you, thy mercy. O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands. I think about a time in my life where there were so many questions. And many of you, many of God's children, we are in seasons in our lives where we're asking God some questions. We're asking God some questions. I know that many times we're taught, even in the church, you don't ask God questions. But let me tell you, as a woman of God that have been walking with the Lord Jesus for over 20 years, there came times in my life where I had to ask some questions. I had to ask some hard questions. Now, how many of you all know when you ask God questions, there are times when he don't respond back? He don't answer that. But that don't mean that you don't stop asking. And there was a time in my life when I began to ask God, why me? Why now, right? We're talking about the perfect. We're talking about the perfect God, perfect time, and perfect plan. There was a time in my life when I was asking God, what is going on? You know, why are you doing this? Why are you allowing me to go through this? And I know that some of you on this line right now are asking God the same question. And so I just want to take you back to a story around 2012. And one night between the hours of 1 and 2, as I tossed over in the bed, I heard the word self-sabotage. And because this wasn't something that I would typically say, I knew that it was the Holy Spirit dealing with me. So I stayed awake pondering for a few minutes as my soul echoed over and over, self-sabotage. And so I eventually drifted back to sleep. And then next morning, as I prepared my girls to go to school, as I was getting ready for the day, I could not shake what I had heard overnight, self-sabotage. I lacked knowledge in what self-sabotage truly meant, so I did what anybody would do. I took it to Google. As I began to look at the different ways and signs of one that is self-sabotage, like putting yourself down, you know, you can't do nothing right. I can't do nothing right. I won't make it. You know, why should I be bothered trying, blaming everybody else, you know, blaming everybody for my problem? These were the signs, right? Can I really do this right? Am I equipped to lead, right? Do I have the ability to really be able to lead? Procrastinating, knowing that you need to be doing something, but you're not doing it. The imposter syndrome, right, which is a feeling of being undeserving of even success, which that was also another form of self-sabotage. The more articles I read, the wider my mouth opened. It was shocking to admit, but some of the information that I discovered on the pages of Google described me at that time. As I was in alignment with who I was at that time in my life, all of the signs were pointing to a person who had quickly fallen into a trap. Guess who that person was? That person was me. The day of this discovery, and I'm helping somebody because you got to understand that when God's hand is on your life and he is allowing you to go through certain circumstances, many times when you don't sit back and assess the situation or even ask God the timing, right, we can typically miss things. So I began to look inwardly, asking the Holy Spirit questions. I asked God some questions. Some of you need to ask God some questions. Because self-sabotage wasn't something that a mentor or a coach had ever taught me, nor had it been something I read about personally in a personal development book, I knew it was God. And I knew that God does not disturb you in your sleep in the middle of the night to deal with an issue that is not important to him. That's when I said, God, what is going on with me? I need you to deal with me in some areas. I need your help in some areas because there was an internal battle raging within, a war between my conscious and my subconscious, a war, I know it happened to somebody today, a war between my heart and the spirit, indeed a battle of the soul. It was a war between my past, my present, and my future that I had chosen to engage in. Guess what? Unaware. Many of you, you are engaging in a war, and you don't even realize that you are in the fight because something has happened because guess what? God has allowed it to happen. You see, beloved, there are things, there are lessons that you are going to have to endure and go through as God is perfecting this work on the inside of you. And as the Holy Spirit allowed, as I allowed the Holy Spirit to breathe life in me, he began to shape me afresh and anew. He impressed upon me. And I want somebody to understand this and get this because even as you're asking God, why me? Why are you allowing this thing to happen in my life? How are you even perfecting this thing in my life? God will say this to you just as he said this to me. Maybe it's just three people on the line that he's saying it to. He said, what you are dealing with, Lanika Scott, but he didn't say my whole name, but pretty much like what you are dealing with and what you are going through is really not about you, but rather the story I am creating in you. This is my will that you and your family go through this wilderness. I felt the Spirit of the Lord saying to me, if you do not get your act together, and if you do not get it together really fast, you do know that I can bypass you and you somebody else. I said, my God. So what happened was in this wilderness experience during the midnight hour, when the Holy Spirit woke me up 2012, it was because my husband and I was going through financial lack with our six children and a niece. There was nine of us living in one household. We were in a business, and that business began to take a turn during those years, and we found ourselves financially struggling. And I was utterly crushed, shaken to my core, in great pain and devastation. My husband at the time had to go back and get a job making $11 an hour a night, but it was working for our good. After making six figures in his job, us seeing great increase in business, right? And so I'm sharing all of this with you today because I had to change my thinking. I had to remind myself that there was a millionaire mantle on my life. And what God began to show me is that that same mantle that was on my life when my husband and I was able to soar to the top of a company was on my life right then, right? And so I don't know what your story is. It could be from pain to prosperity, suffering to success, misery to money, trial to triumph, foreclosure to fortunes, bankruptcy to bless, how God was able to turn a mess into a message. I don't know what it is, right? I know what God loves to do. God loves to use the rejected, the outcast, the overlooked, the misunderstood, the black sheep, right? The unloved, the dropouts, the broken. God loves to use the misfit. God loves to turn stories around. And basically he began to say, Lanika, stop cursing your crisis. If you will allow me to move through you and your family, I want to show other people that even if you are able to be successful in business and lose it all, then you, by my spirit, can be restored. He began to teach me and tell me, I need you to stop being bitter, but you got to be better. You see, there are different wilderness testings that you're going to have to go through, and that was our test. That was our time in our season of tests, where he tests. There's a test of trust. There's a test of sacrifice. There's a test of obedience. Can I still trust your heart? Are you going to still serve me? Oh, hallelujah. When I bring you out, I'm bringing some things to pass. I'm perfecting some things in your life. Can I still trust you? Will you still talk about Jesus publicly? Oh, hallelujah. When you've been crushed, broken, and bruised on food stamps, no food in the refrigerator, money not in the bank, but can I still trust you as I elevate you and I take you to higher realms and greater dimensions and deeper levels of my glory? Will you pass the heart test? Are you still going to be able to love my people unconditionally when you even see them successful, but yet you are going through your dark days? Will you be able to pass the pride test and continue to subject yourself to a holy God where we can do nothing without him? Oh, hallelujah. Pass the test. God is releasing this morning, and I believe that he is encouraging all of her hearts, even including mine, that we still have to pass tests. And if we're going to be perfected in the sight of the Lord, then there are a series of tests that you must go through, things that you must endure, things that you must overcome, things that you must learn, wisdom that you must acquire, sacrifices that must be, yes, submitted. And God wants you to ask some questions. He wants you to ask some questions. He is a perfect God. He has a perfect timing and a perfect plan. After all of that was done, God blessed my husband and I tremendously. Food stamps, look of disgust in the lady's face as I went to the counter that day with my daughter, my baby daughter, to get food stamps. The feeling of inadequacy, the feeling of shame, and it was all worth it. We partnered with a company at the end of 2013. That company was a $10 million company. 15 months later, the company was a $150 million company. We hit millionaire status. That has been 9 years, and God has tremendously blessed us, allowing us to minister a word of hope to so many, restoration to so many, and allowing God to say, you know what, my hand is on the line, and if I could pull them out, then I can pull anybody else out that I want to pull out if they would just submit and surrender. He's a perfect God. Here's a perfect timing with a perfect plan, and it is all working for your good according to Romans 8:28, where we say, and all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, to those who are the called according to his purpose. 9 months ago, my husband and I was able to close on a $2.6 million home. I want you to get it. I'm saying it a little slow. Pay for in cash, meaning no mortgage, no debt. The food stamps were worth it. The struggle was worth it. The crushing, the bruising, the brokenness, the bitterness, oh, hallelujah, that I had to release to God was worth it. Allow God to work in your life. Allow him to work in your life. For I am reminded of the scripture that Joseph stated that day when he had to endure much suffering and didn't even understand, why, God, were you allowing me to go through? Because there was a perfect God who had a perfect time and a perfect plan for that situation. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for my good to bring to pass as it is in this day, to save much people alive. So the enemy meant it for your bad, but God will turn it around for your good if you let him, if you pass the test. Pass the test. That scripture can be found in Genesis 50:20. I'm going to close out this morning. But I want to close out again with the opening scripture as the word of the Lord has been released today. The Lord will perfect that which concern of you. Your mercy, thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Pass the test. You can follow me. My name is Lanika Scott, again, the Millionaire Mom. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, podcast, all of it is my first and my last name, Lanika Scott. I am the Millionaire Mom, and I am a Jesus lover and a marketplace minister, just like Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK, doing it God's way. God bless you, and thanks so much, women of God, for allowing me to serve this platform, and happy anniversary.
Oh, my. Thank you. I tell you one thing, you blessed me so this morning. If we're going to be perfected, we must pass the test. Pass the test, she says. Glory be to God. I am so grateful this morning for this time, for you coming to share with us, and for your honesty and transparency as you were talking about standing in that line for food stamps and knowing you and knowing how classy you are. It just brought tears to my eyes. But then when you told about that paying for that $2.2 million home for cash, it just 9 months ago, I started grinning again. Stand by, Dr. Scott. We are going to call you back so that you can do our benediction. You guys, I thank God for this word of God. And as Dr. Vanessa and I often say, we cannot eat from these men and women as they are coming here, put our bib on, eat, get up, wipe our mouth, burp, and go off like we don't know any better. most folk on this call know that we sow into the lives of those who feed us. And this woman of God did not ask for a penny, but we definitely want to sow something back into her life. This is going to be a week whereby you can give yourself a blessing by sowing into the lives of these powerful men and women as they are coming through to share with us. How can you do that? You can donate through Cash App, $ASTERS, CALL. $The Master's Call. Or you can go to Zelle, and it is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. PayPal and Zelle, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com for Zelle and PayPal. I again want to bring to the front of the line the woman who connected with me. I am transparent and honest. I would never have carried this call 12 years by myself. I could not have all of the trials that I have gone through. And Dr. Vanessa could never have done it by herself. She would have done it better than me. But the thing about it is, God brought us together, and we have birthed out some children who have helped us to rock this thing steady. So at this time, Dr. Vanessa, my co-partner and sister here, would you please come and give your word for today?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master's Call family. To God be absolutely all the glory. Have we not been blessed this morning? Head on our spiritual bibs, and Dr. Lanika, millionaire mom Scott, has fed us well. Thank you, sis, Dr. Pecola, for all that you do hosting this call today and this journey. Today is actually the day began this call. This is our birthday today, October 25th, 2010. We started this journey having absolutely no idea the many, many, many lives that it would have been blessed and have been blessed, that are being blessed, and even more to come to be blessed by simple obedience, by just saying yes, by immediate obedience. Oh, my goodness, Dr. Lanika, you showed out and the Holy Ghost showed up. I heard you when you shifted gears in the spirit. I said, there it is, God. Just use her for your glory. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. I see my dear brother, Minister Greg Scott here on the board, her beloved husband who has just stood tall beside her all these years. He's an engineer like me, so I really have a deeper love for him. Now, I just thank all of you, so many of you all on board this morning. We appreciate you. We do not take it for granted. And we are humbled that you know that this is a safe place, a safe space, where the glory of God and his word will always be amplified. And we are so grateful that you come along on this journey as we are celebrating all this week. And I tell you, we're climbing higher and higher and higher. And Dr. Lanika, you have always been a bright light, even when you were in the midst of the storms. You've kept your light on for Christ. I'm so glad that God has honored that and honored you. And Greg and those five babies, I remember when we talked and you said, oh, my oldest is 27. I knew we were old because I remember when all of them were younger stair steps. And I said, to God be the glory. So thank you for your spiritual deposit today. We know the people on the line, so many have been blessed, and they will sow because you know that when you sow in this soil, God brings back bountiful blessings. This is an anointed prophetess, a woman of God, so you want to sow into this anointing. Many of you all are in the midst of a struggle. Sow into this seed. Sow into this soil and watch God do some exceeding abundantly above things that you could never ask or think because his power is working. So thank you, Dr. Pakola, for hosting us today. And definitely you thanked Minister Darrell and our dear Minister Sharon. It takes teamwork to make this dream work. So happy birthday to the Master's Call, and back to you.
As we close today, bless the name of Jesus, I want you to know and I want you to go on over to the Motivational Call, those of you who can, get inspired, because that is what happens over there with, I'm here looking for the number, Dr. Vanessa. Come on, because I know you got it. That is what happens over
Our
there.
Our number at the Morning Motivational Call, it's Presidential Tuesday, and the number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and the PIN there is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And if you have one of those carriers that tries to charge you something, use our bypass number, 716-293-9707. Today, again, is Presidential Tuesday, and the absolutely awesome Executive President Candy Mosley from Sugarland, Texas, and the team will be giving us all the skills that we need to enhance our business, to be those ministers in the marketplace. Back to you, Dr. Pakola.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm here putting my cash in the Cash App, and the thing just went off. But I thank God. That's the way we do it over here. Teamwork. We don't let you fall in the grease and fry. We hold you and rock your study. At this time, we're going to call you back, Dr. Lanika Scott. I absolutely love and thank you for coming. And love up on those six beautiful daughters of yours and that beautiful grandbaby. I saw them out there, and I just thank God for you and Greg for what you guys have done for the kingdom of God. You have absolutely showed up, showed out, and showed what can be done when we put Jesus first. God bless you. Come and give us our benediction, please.
Thank you just for this time together this morning. We honor your presence, Jesus. And I just lift up the women of God, Pastor Vanessa, Pastor Pakola. I lift them up, God, that you would just continue to give them the strength for the journey. God, I pray even for a special blessing even over them. The word of the Lord says, we have not because we ask not, because we ask amiss. So I'm asking today, God, for your holy angels to bring them just a special gift today. Lord, just for honoring their 12 years, and Lord, for the people that have showed up today or that would even listen to the replay, God, we thank you right now that you're releasing supernatural divine strength, oh God, divine healing even over their bodies, deliverance even over their minds, and even fire over their footsteps to carry out the plans and the purpose that you have for them in this earth. And we release the blessings of the Lord in this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. Everybody, go out and have a super fantastic day. Let somebody know that this is the place to be on tomorrow. Oh, my God. Come back and hear what God is going to do. We keep going higher and higher in the Lord. God bless you. I love you. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.